I'm Hispanic.
I'm black.
I'm white.
I'm mixed.
I'm Asian.
And I'm Kalen Hogan. This is What Written Is Made Of, a podcast examining the various cultures in the Written School District.
Written School District began as a one-room log cabin and continues to thrive today with 11 schools altogether. It encompasses the cities Breckenridge, Edmondson, Woodson Terrace, Charlotte, Overland, St. Anne, St. John, and the village of Sycamore Hills. There are so many different things to say about the history at Ritner. Ever since I moved into the district in 2008, I have seen and experienced change within Ritner School District. I spoke to Ritner High School's athletic director, Jerry Nolan, about how much Ritner has changed over the years.
It has changed a lot. I've seen it get big. One time we were the largest high school in the state of Missouri, and then I saw it shrink down to small, to where the district ended up closing three elementary schools. One, New Overland, is now the new post office over on Woodson Road. That's the elementary school I went to for a while. I really think that when people talk about this community, it's the Ritner community more than it is the Sycamore Hills community, or more than it is the Breckenridge Hills community.
In recent years, we have seen a shift in populations throughout all of North County, St. Louis. The white flight syndrome has drastically altered the demographics of our student base. Ritner is the only school in Missouri that does not have a dominating majority. Some might find that surprising. Our school is made up of 43% African Americans, 38% whites, and 15% Hispanics. Through our podcast series, we will look at how students from a mixed environment think, live, and learn in the Ritner School District. I'm Kalen Hogan. On today's podcast, we are exploring the one area in school that students are free to be themselves, the cafeteria. With roughly 1,800 students, Ritner High School has 43% African American, 38% white, 13% Hispanic, 2% Asian, and 2% mixed students. It doesn't take too much to understand the differences in groups based on our races in our cafeteria. To explore the diversity in our school, we went down to the cafeteria to see how students interact with each other during lunch.
How many different races sit at your table, like ethnicities?
Not too many, it's just people of my color, black.
Justin Steele, an African American in the 10th grade, shared their opinion.
Who do you sit with and why?
Really, I don't even know who I sit with, honestly. I just be sitting here because it's the closest to the door half of the time. That's when Mr. Ewan is, when he, like, lets people get to the gym. Other than that, I just sit there every day because my brother Bryce sit there and I'm cool with it.
So you and your friends sit here because of basketball?
Kind of.
If you walked in the cafeteria, you could say that everyone is segregated by neighborhoods. To the right is the black neighborhood. On the left is the white neighborhood. In the middle is a mix of races and different tables. It looks kind of like St. Louis.
My name is Melissa, sitting in the cafeteria.
And Melissa Castaneda, who is a Hispanic in the 12th grade. I asked her where a lot of the Hispanics sit at lunch, and she replied with,
All they do is stand up over there. There's more white people on one side than there is on the other.
When you enter the optional foyer, the integration is more evident. However, it is done with large chunks of people. On your left, by the gym doors, you will see a group of African-American males. Then you will see a clump of whites, blacks, and Latinos, some Asians, who sit based on first come, first served. I got to speak with everyone at the table Justin sits at to see if they notice any kind of pattern in the foyer.
Blacks, Mexicans, and Mexicans, whites, and whites. Sometimes it's mixed.
Not for real.
That's a little bit.
Finally, we talked with Ritner's assistant principal, Mr. Isaacs, to get his view on the self-segregation.
My name is Chris Isaacs. I'm an assistant principal at Ritner High School. And my main location and supervision of the cafeteria is the lunch lines on the north side of the cafeteria. Actually, the foyer seems to be a little bit more diverse than actually in the cafeteria.
Why is it this way?
It does seem to be more of a mix at the tables, and maybe that's because there's not as much capacity there as there is here. I do also notice that it does mix up. Sometimes you talk about, like, the leadership kids kind of sit together, or if there's a sport that's going on in the season, the athletes kind of sit together. For the most part, you do start to see pockets where, you know, people of the same ethnicity do generally sit and eat together.
If given the choice, most students will sit with their friends. Next podcast, we will explore friendships and how they begin. How does one decide who their friend is? If Ritner students are given so many options, what makes them choose one over the other?
What do you remember about the day that we met?
The day that we met, okay, so, boom, we were at school, we were in fifth grade. It was my first day, I didn't know anyone, and my mom said that I need to make friends or I can't come home that day.
In the last episode, we discovered that a lot of students will sit with those people who are friends, most of them being within their own race or culture. Let's start today by talking with my best friend.
Kevin Pittman. I'm in the 12th grade. I'm a senior. And I am your brother slash best friend.
Why have we stayed friends throughout the years?
Because we can argue, we can fight, we can laugh over the same things.
We know how we end up in high school with friends. Now let's take a look at how we begin. Personally, I can remember having friends of different races and genders when I was starting out at elementary.
How many different people played kickball with you guys?
Well, we want to fight. This is not a rule, this is just kickball.
Anybody you just willing to play with?
Yeah.
I found that to be true with the students we met at Iveland Elementary in the Ritner School District.
Brooklyn Harvey, in what grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
Who do you prefer to play with the most?
At recess, I prefer to play with all of them in one game.
Okay, why would you prefer to play with all of them instead of just
that
one?
That way no one's left out, and because we all can agree on a game.
Friendship started changing when I got into middle school.
I went to go talk to Ritner Middle School about race and friendships and all that. They gave me some really authentic kind of answers.
My name is Drew Boyd and I'm in seventh grade.
There's been a lot of bullying, like, sometimes that I've seen. Not too often, but sometimes, like, in the hallways or in some classes, people pick on each other. And sometimes there's racist slurs, sometimes there's not.
You get into different classes, like, more classes with more people. You start seeing and experiencing more people and more things. So I feel like middle school changes you the most.
I'm Kennedy Terry, and I'm in seventh grade.
So thinking back to elementary school, how many friends did you have?
Maybe 10.
The transition from elementary school to middle school, did you lose friends or gain friends? Or how
I kind of lost friends. Well, most of them were light-skinned because I grew up in that kind of community. But some of them were darker.
Friendship, wrote C.S. Lewis, is born at the moment when one person says to another, "What, you too? Thought I was the only one." My best friend Kevin thinks that is why we remain friends.
Do you have any friends of a different race that you can relate to like me?
I honestly can't say no. No, I don't.
Well, why do you think you can't relate to anyone else?
Because no one else sees a lot of the things that I see. A lot of the things that I see, people can't see it through their eyes and understand where I'm coming from. And you understand a lot of where I'm coming from. And most of the time, if not all of the time, when we think of something or something happens, we have the exact same reaction to it. We have this some type of the same coincidental mindset, and we just build a strong bond off of that.
In the next episode, we'll talk about education.
How does our racial differences affect us in our classroom? I'm Kalen Hogan, and this podcast is produced by KRHS and the Ritner School District. Music by bensound.com.